the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. I'm going to do something a little different today, partly because it's a special Sunday and partly because I am doing something different the later service. So today is a special Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is typically called Good Shepherd Sunday. And it's the Sunday we remember Jesus as that symbol of shepherd. Now, I will just say, I've never owned sheep. But I do have two dogs. Maybe it's kind of the same. At least, I feel like I could knit another dog out of some of the stuff I clean up from the corners. But one of the things I've learned is, so my two dogs, one which is an older yellow lab, and one is a somewhat younger hound of some sort. Now, my lab, I could probably, if I wanted, never put her on a leash or have a fence. That dog knows she's got a good thing going. The other dog, though, is a different story. A few weeks ago, I let them out in the backyard in the morning, and for one reason or another, when I called, of course, the lab was already there at the door, because she knows she's got food coming. The other dog wasn't around, and I said, oh boy, where is he? So I started calling for him, and I see him running along the other side of the fence line. One of the side gates had been opened in the middle of the night. Or I don't know quite how that happened. Maybe the dog figured it out. But anyway, luckily, the one thing about this dog is he has never listened to anybody else, but fortunately, he has one person he's listened to. So I got him back in fairly easily, shut the gate, made sure it wouldn't unlock again. Anyway, we have this imagery today of this being called by name. And Jesus puts forth a lot of metaphors in this very short gospel reading. First of all, he talks about the gate. Of course, a gate is kind of it's a pass-through. It's a protective device, really, for animals. I mean, it keeps predators out and keeps livestock in. But one of the things Jesus does here is he calls himself the gatekeeper. Now, we use, in our own language, we use the term gatekeeper for people. And sometimes it may be a good thing, sometimes not a good thing. Sometimes people who are gatekeepers may have an official role. For instance, if you apply for a job, you probably send your resume or an application off to an HR person. And that person goes through and filters through all the resumes or applications, and they kind of act as what we would call a gatekeeper. Sometimes that role tends to also be used, though, as an adversarial role. But what Jesus is doing here is not in any way an adversarial role. He's taking that role and making it a role of openness. And how do we know he's making it a role of openness? Because then Jesus says, not only is he the gatekeeper, he's also the gate. Just to make sure you know, he's not just the one opening it, he is the gate himself. He's that way that you go, that protective element, but also the one that allows for freedom. And that's a pretty amazing thing to think about, Jesus being that path to freedom. But then Jesus continues with the metaphor, and he says, not only is he the gate, that way through, that protective device, the way of freedom, but he's also the one who opens that gate, allowing us to have freedom. But then he also adds a third element, and he says he is a shepherd. Now you think about a shepherd is somebody who's caring for the flock, who's watching out for the flock, making sure that everybody is accounted for, making sure that people are led and guided. And so now he takes on that role of the way, the one who opens it, and the one guiding us through. But you know, here we are in Easter season. 4 weeks ago, we had another sheep imagery come up a lot in our readings and in our liturgy, right at Easter. And that is probably one of the most common imagery around this particular form of livestock. And that is Jesus calling himself Lamb of God. I cannot imagine that when Jesus was giving this teaching about being the shepherd, that he was not also in his mind thinking about the prophets in the background and knowing his own role as the sacrificial lamb. It's interesting because what it means is that Jesus not only is this path, the one who opens the path, the one who guides us to the path, but Jesus is here among us. He's right down in the midst of us. In fact, becomes the most vulnerable among us. That's what the incarnation is about. Jesus became one of us. That he is going to walk that path, not just guide us and not just be that path, but he's going to walk that path with us. And that is a pretty amazing thing. But there's also kind of a bit of a warning in this passage, because he talks about the thief and the bandit, those who enter over the fence, who do not take the gate. And I think in our faith life, and in fact throughout history, if you look at history of all religions, not just our own, there have always been those who have tried to twist religion, to try to twist the faith to become something it is not. There are extremists. And in Jesus' day, these were the Pharisees. These were the people to whom Jesus was speaking and did not always understand. And Jesus was saying, he's talking about people who become obsessed with trying to put everything according to the rules, in fact, become an idol, or making these things an idol. That they become more important than God or the people whom God is caring for. And we've seen this throughout all of Christian history. In fact, all of religious history, not just our own faith. But Jesus, for all who may be obsessed with twisting and bending the faith in ways that it is not, Jesus is more obsessed. And he is obsessed with us in the best way. Jesus is obsessed with making sure that we are cared for. We are protected. We have this 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He leads me before right paths." That is what Jesus is concerned about. And that's why Jesus takes on all of these roles of being the way through, being the one who opens that way, being the one who guides us that way, and the one who is walking with us through that way. Because Jesus is our shepherd, the one who cares for us, and the one who knows each of us by name.
Amen.